Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop to intentionally reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, that you would reflect upon it and allow it to come into your life, that this word of God, this seed, would come into your life and would begin to sprout and bear much fruit. May God's word continue to speak to us, even in this day. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, your sovereign purpose brings salvation to birth. Give us faith to be steadfast amid the tumults of this world, trusting that your kingdom comes and your will is done through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The psalm that's appointed for this day is the 16th psalm. The psalmist writes, "Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, 'You are my Lord, my God, my good above all other. All my delight is in the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble among the people. But those who run after other gods still have their troubles multiplied. I will not pour out drink offerings to such gods, never take their names upon my lips. O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot. My boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a rich inheritance. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because God is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. My heart, therefore, is glad and my spirit rejoices. My body also rests in hope. For you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore." The word of the Lord. As you hear this psalm, particularly verse 1, "Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you," I want us to stop and to think and reflect about this line, "For I take refuge in you." What does that mean? How do we take refuge in God day after day? As I contemplated this, part of what kept coming to my mind is this, along with other phrases, like "I trust in the Lord," are phrases that are easy, that come off the lips. We know we should say this: "I take refuge in you. You alone are God." But how do we live that out? Like a lot of things, it's easy to say, but it's difficult to do. I think about an illustration I heard years ago, an illustration about belief. It was said that a high wire artist was performing in some large venue, and the wire was set up between two buildings way up off the ground. And the person was there, and he yelled down to the crowd, "Do you believe that I can walk across this wire, you know, with my pole?" "Yes, we believe that you can do this." "Do you believe that I can walk across this wire without my pole?" "Yes, we believe that you can do this." He asked, "Do you believe I can walk across this wire pushing a wheelbarrow?" "Oh, yes, we believe that you can do that." Then he looked down and pointed at somebody. He said, "Do you really believe that I can do this?" "Yes, yes, I believe that you can do that." Then he looked at the man and says, "Then climb in the wheelbarrow and come with me." It's easy to say, "Oh, I believe." It's easy to say, "Oh, I take my refuge in you, O Lord. But how do we live it out? When the storms of life come, when the tumult and chaos of the world surrounds us, are we scared? Do we want to run away? When life seems to have an avalanche upon us, do we still have a sense of that light that God shines apparent? Do we take refuge in God in all things? Are we able to take the weight of everything that pulls us down and honestly say, "Here, Lord, I give this to you"? It's easy to say, "I take everything to the Lord in prayer." But do we? Do we say it, but then in the quietness of our own lives, in the away from everybody else, do we feel like we have to carry it? Does it continue to weigh us down and keep this weight upon us that it takes us down, down, and down? It's not easy to truly take refuge in God, because what it means is we have to give away all that burden, all those things that come, and we have to be able to trust that no matter what happens, when we look at the world and we think it's going in the wrong direction, do we trust that God is the one who will be able to lead us? Or do we turn to other things? We take safety and we have enough money set aside. Or we take safety in the security of our house being paid off. Or do we look to somebody who's going to come and save the day? As we've just gone through an election process, it seems there are many who are like, "Oh, we need this person to save the day." And part of it is that person can never honestly save the day, because the person who saves the day isn't a person. It's not you, me. It's not some other person. But it's God. How do we place our trust in God and God alone? How do we, as the psalmist says, how do we set the Lord always before me? How do we know, because God is at our right hand, we won't be shaken? Because of that, our heart is glad and rejoices. We know that God is with us. He never abandons us or leaves us alone. How do we take refuge in God, trusting He is always there? As I thought about that, I thought about some hymns. One of the hymns we sing is "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms," right? Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting God, on the everlasting arms. Or when peace like a river, no matter what comes up, right? We sing, it is well with my soul. Or children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, right? We sing these hymns of faith that remind us that God is there and will rescue us, protects us, guides us, leads us. And how do we let go of everything and truly in Him find our refuge? To trust not in things or in other people, but to trust in God and then live that out, knowing that while we may worry a little bit, the reality is at the end of the day, we can place it aside because God's got this. God's the one who ultimately is in control. For in God, we take our refuge. Easy to say, but challenging to truly live out, because most of us still fall into the trap of thinking it all depends upon me. I've got to carry this. I got to be the one that makes a difference. Our psalmist challenges us to take seriously the words of faith, the hymns of faith that we sing, and to know we are a children of the Heavenly Father. We lean into the everlasting arms of God. And we say, as the psalmist says, that we said it right in the hymn, we can say, it is well. It is well with my soul. For in God and God alone, I take refuge. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, you are a mighty fortress, and it is in you that we find and take refuge. Our lives can be filled with such tumult and chaos, and amidst everything, you are the one who remains steadfast and faithful. You never abandon us or leave us alone. You are with us always in all places. Help us to know that you are there, and in you we can always find a refuge. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.